fish, banana, carrot. That's sound check ease. I think it's okay to keep eating and stuff. You don't have to stop eating. But if you would like to get comfortable to watch the performances, then this would be a good time to do that. So I appreciate everyone's calm demeanor tonight. It's like in the air. Everyone's so steady and centered. Maybe it's the couscous. Couscous does that to people. So in terms of immediate business, if you didn't know, what you are about to see are three solos, and we'll do them in the order of Mr. Ben Neal, and then Mr. Guy Klusevic, and then Margaret Langton on the piano. So that will follow me directly. This is good. Lost Child, row two. And so there's all sorts of business around here. So if you're curious about what's going on in the inner workings and the dark back hallways of roulette these days, this is a good night to ask questions because everyone's around and there is lots of things happening. But and instead of talking about millions of them, I'm going to show you the thing. This is the thing. This is the thing that almost killed us, but will save us. So we've made this guide. It's called Einstein's Guide to the Musical Universe. And on the basis of a wonderful, generous grant that came about a year ago, we spent a year of our lives, Susan Kruglinski and Staley and myself and Tony Coulter, worked on it for a while, and many other people. This is a book of 3,800, actually almost, names, addresses, phone numbers, and little stories about, well, it's radio stations, record stores, journalists, magazines, newspapers, libraries, train stations, no. What am I? Presenters, thank you. You have venues, collectors, people who will collect this stuff, library collections, support organization types like all the arts councils and things like this. The guiding centering principle is theoretically everybody in this book would give a gig or be interested in the music of someone who would play or has played or might in the future play in this room. This room would be the center of Einstein's universe, according to our book. Anyway, you can imagine, I mean, we've ranked them, and we've talked to a lot of people, and some of the things are pretty far left field, and some of them are dead center, and some of them are kind of right field. But and there's a short, really rough, tough, edited down first priority that gives you the what Susan calls the bullseye. So if you only have 49 cents to promote your new CD, you can pick the two best stamps to lick by using this book. Anyway, it's full of essays, and it's indexed, and there's some humorous stuff, and it's like amazing thing. $35, hard copy only. If you want access to our computer, we take firstborn, and no, maybe next year on disc. Anyway, it's out. We're happy. It's at the moment in this bound version in Xerox, but it's coming in an actual book form, you know, like glued together, square back, pretty, sits on the shelf soon. Anyway, that's very exciting, and I wanted to tell everyone about this, but I thought I'd say it once in this nifty microphone at this point. Needless to say, those of you who are members, I kiss you all. And those of you who are helping us in any way, I kiss you all. And many thanks to Julie Nichols and Maggie and Mary and who else made? Erica made some salad. And what am I not thinking of? Anyway, the food makers. Really great. So, and now we go forward to Ben Neal, Guy Klusevic, Margaret Langton. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. that was entitled Skits Etude 1. And I will jump in the chronology to Skits Etude 3.
Thank you. Start with a piece called Transylvanian Software, which is my version of an old Jewish wedding tune called In Odessa.
Thank you.
is based on a couple of traditional waltzes from Madagascar. It's called Viavi Rose Variations.
Thank you.
I'd like to end with a piece that I wrote earlier this year in memoriam Astor Piazzolla called Bandonians, Basil, and Bay Leaves.
Thank you. which John Cage pieces. The first will be the Suite for Toy Piano from 1948. Thank you. way, that was dedicated to Linus. No, to Schroeder, sorry. Schroeder. If anybody has any pieces for toy piano that would like to contribute to my repertory, I would be most grateful. So this is a call for composers in the audience. This is the first prepared piano piece John Cage ever wrote. It's the Bacchanal from 1940. Thank you.
Thank you.